Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Romola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than dietitians. Are you ready for another popular episode of season 4 while I'm wrapping up my maternity leave? Or, well, while I'm probably wrapping up my maternity leave? TBD on how I'm actually recovering and feeling. I hope to have a new podcast episode sometime around the beginning of May, letting you know what you can expect from the show moving forward. But for now, we've got these throwback episodes. Also, a quick note about season 4 that I didn't mention last week. Because it is the most recent season, the top episodes are all clustered around the start of the year. It makes sense, right? An episode I aired originally last November has had less time to attract new downloads than one that I aired back in January. So I am curious to see as time goes on if any later episodes start rising to the top as new favorites. For now, today we're revisiting another January episode. In fact, the first episode of January 2023 and season 4, How to Set Anti-Hustle New Year's Resolutions, Goals, and Intentions. It is all about how I shifted my approach to goal setting, in quotes, so to speak, to lean more into my values and disentangle the whole process from hustle culture. In preparation for scheduling this out for today, I wound up re-listening to it around the end of November of last year. I find it so fascinating to revisit where I wanted my focus to be in 2023, and without judgment or shame, be reminded so clearly of the importance of reflecting regularly on these intentions and priorities. Because I do think that last year, I lost my path a little bit. I also talk a lot in this episode about how I, as a business owner, wanted to shift my marketing strategy to also be more aligned with my values and less entrenched in hustle culture. I'm probably due for an update on this, as I learned a lot about the changes that I made to my business in 2023. But ultimately, while it is April now, and definitely not the most popular time to be talking about New Year's resolutions, one of the biggest takeaways I have from listening to this again that I hope to leave you with as well is that no matter what we call a goal, a resolution, a word, an intention, etc., and no matter how we set it or when we set it or what it is, we need to carve out time to reflect back on it. We have to keep it front of mind. So where are you now in April with the things that you wanted to focus on at the start of the year? Is there anything you need or want to recommit to, reprioritize, or shift? I encourage you to use this episode not only to create a more aligned and authentic way to set goals in general, but also an opportunity for you to step back and sit with where you are now and how your goals from earlier in the year are currently resonating. Last year, I left you with episode 115 in November, where I took a look back at 2022 and gave you a bit of a teaser of what you could expect in this episode. See, goals for me, I don't even really love that word currently, but any sort of future planning, intention setting, visioning, it isn't a one-time deal. I don't sit down for an hour and set goals for the next month or quarter or year and then I'm done. It's a process, and it benefits tremendously from being given time and space. So this began in November, really October, when I was recording and taking stock of the goals that I had set for 2022, reflecting more generally on how the year went and how I've been feeling and what I may need moving forward. If you want to hear more about that, I encourage you to listen or revisit episode 115. I did record that in October, like I mentioned, and then I didn't sit down again to even think directly about 2023 until December. I gave it a lot more time to sit and settle. There is so much pressure in this society for efficiency, aka like hustle culture's kink, if you will. Yet so often, this isn't what we need most. I encourage you to think of the goals that you set as not a one and done thing, which is why I sit down every month around the new moon to reflect and set intentions. And it's also why I have shifted this year to a different approach to goals overall, which we'll get to. So the next time that I sat down to do any form of like goal related work, so to speak, was in early to mid December when I dedicated time and space to reflect on my values and my vision for myself and my life. With everything happening in my life and how scattered and disconnected I had been feeling, it felt important to check in to see how the values that I had been living with were sitting now. These activities that I did, by the way, are the very same ones that I walk dietitians through in supervision when we talk about their vision and their values and their identity. And in fact, while the values that I came home to in December were not totally dissimilar from those that I had set in 2021, they also weren't identical. They had evolved, formed new clusters, and settled in differently. There were some that I let go of that no longer felt as meaningful, and other new ones. You may find people who say that values don't change much over time. I would agree that some of the core concepts are unlikely to change all that much, particularly from one year to the next. But here's what will change. How well you know, respect, and understand yourself. Over time, we learn to express ourselves more authentically. We gain new perspectives. Circumstances evolve and our needs must change with them. So while I may think I know exactly what is important to me, as I experience more, as I settle into myself more comfortably, the way that I articulate those important things will likely change. So I do encourage us all, if not every year, then every few years, or at least when a major life event happens, or simply when you're starting to feel a bit disconnected, to revisit those values, revise them. After I did that values work, I set it all aside yet again. And I did not sit back down to think about goals or resolutions or intentions of any kind until the new moon, which coincided closely with winter solstice. So it was a few weeks. It was, I believe, 1 to 2 weeks, maybe a little bit longer, that I just let them sit. Now, every new moon, and I've talked about this here and there on the podcast, every new moon, I mark it by running a bath, listening to meditative music, going through a yin yoga practice, often with affirmations, and then I end it with journaling. With this most recent new moon, with it being near the end of December, I also reflected on the past year again, expressed gratitude for where I am today, or at least where I was at that point, and set intentions for the month ahead moving into the new year. Again, my intentions are not designed to be more than a month at a time. That doesn't mean that the same intention won't show up again month after month, but I don't set it with the intention, for lack of a better word, of it being longer than a month. It's simply for the next few weeks ahead of me, right? So if they still feel relevant, then sure, I will hold on to them for another month. But if others feel more true or I connect more to them, then I adopt new ones. So I did my practice, and after that, I came full circle and sat back down with my goals from 2022, the same way that I did in October. This time, I checked in not only on where I am in relation to achieving or completing them, so to speak, but also how connected to them I still feel. especially having gone back and revised and reevaluated my values. And that led me to thinking about what I need moving into 2023. If this sounds repetitive, perhaps even redundant, it should. Our energy and moods ebb and flow so tremendously. I find it incredibly important to revisit and reflect regularly, because it isn't about how we feel in one moment or one instant. It's how that stretches out over time. It's like an impressionist painting. When you stand too close, it's a mess of colorful brushstrokes and spots. But if you give it some space, if you give it some breathing room, and you look upon it after distancing yourself a bit from the painting itself, you can see the picture and story coming together. So it's our goals and our intentions. They're not necessarily about any one sentence or any one goal that we set at one point in time. It's more about looking at the trajectory of them over time, right? And this is why, or perhaps I should say one of the reasons why, I supervise using a cyclical framework and perspective. I teach my dietitians to revisit often, to not get too tied down by any one snapshot in time, but to also see where they land with a little more time and space and distance. And when I did all of this, when I gave myself the time, space, and distance to reflect and revisit and mull over and build nuance, a few things became very clear. First and foremost, I was not going to plan out my year with ambition and precision the way that I did in 2022. That was something that I was already fairly confident about moving into my podcast episode 115. So back in October, I was already pretty sure that I would need a shift. And that became more and more clear as I went through this process. See, when I tried to plan for the full year last year, so many goals wound up not being relevant by the time I got to them, and still others took far more time and energy than I anticipated. And I had so many curveballs that shifted my focus and altered my capacity. I need this year more trust, more flow, more patience. I need more focus. To try not to, or maybe to not try, I should say, to have this grand idea of what I can accomplish in a calendar year, but instead to choose one or several select projects to nurture at a time. I also came to this by referring back to my values, to ensure that not only what I am working toward, but also the way in which I am working toward it is aligned with what is most meaningful to me. And one of my core values is surrounding spirituality and a connection to the natural world. That means, among many other things, leaning into the seasons, into my own energy cycles, and into the world around me. And winter, it may be a time in capitalist society to take bold action. But that's not actually what winter historically symbolizes. It's a time of stillness, of reflection, of conservation. It is the rest before the growth. So I decided that to honor this for myself, I would look no further than this season. And I will not pressure myself to, quote unquote, start the year off with a bang in any way, shape, or form. Now, that doesn't mean, as a business owner, that I aim to produce nothing until spring. And ironically, I made some decisions before I did some of this values work, before I set some of these goals, that may be in a little opposition to them. So I'm living and learning and working through them and making notes for the future. But no matter what, as a business owner, I will be launching. I'm actually launching later this month, in fact. And while I didn't feel as though I could change that, once the ball had been rolling. I am being very intentional about how I do it and how I balance it with restorative practices, both personally and professionally. I am not aiming for this quarter to be a big push for me. So even if I launch, it's going to be a softer, quieter launch. It's going to be more about getting curious and experimenting and exploring rather than hitting big benchmarks. In future years, I hope to structure my business so that I don't have to rely on too much active selling and promotions this season at all. But for now, I'm working with what I've got and where I am at this point in time. And for me, that means focusing on two words. I find it hard to narrow it down to two words. I don't know that these are going to be my words of the year, but they're two words that are resonating with me for my business for the start of 2023. And that is clarity and confidence. Clarity for me refers to my messaging, ensuring that it isn't confusing and that I do not have competing offers. It means that I want to be focused on what I'm offering, why, and who benefits from it. I don't want to be pulled in six different directions by shiny objects or the pressure to like make it all happen right now all at once and to have all of the things, to have the courses and the this program and this follow-up and this community and like all of the things, right? I have no expectation of doing whatever it takes to have a lucrative month. No. In fact, I would anticipate that my January may not be financially where I want it to be in future years. That's okay. I'm giving myself and my business time and space, and I will be very clear and intentional about what I bring to market. Space and simplicity are two very similar words to clarity in this sense. So I'm really holding that energy in mind. Confidence, on the other hand, to me in this moment means a deep sense of knowing, intrinsic self-trust and self-worth, respect. It's knowing myself and leading from that space. It's not necessarily this big, loud, bold confidence, the way that I think we stereotypically think of it. It's more of a quiet, grounded confidence, that inner confidence, focusing on my worth and leading from that. A lot of that comes from a sense of enoughness, which has been on my mind a lot lately. You'll notice that both of these words, clarity and confidence, at least as I've come to represent them, are a direct response to the tone of 2022 that I discussed in episode 115. 2022 was marked by scarcity, pressure, fear, and feeling that time was always running out. And if 2022 was marked by scarcity, there is only one place for me to turn in 2023, and that's abundance. I find it fitting that abundance also came up in my personal intentions for this current lunar cycle. It is everything I wanted to walk into 2023 with, and a reminder to myself to live a full and unhurried life, to trust the universe and the pace of my life, to trust myself, and to be free to express myself authentically, to center joy in all that I do, personally and professionally. And it was from that space that my idea for a January launch was born, a space to share this vibe with you, to help any of you listening who also want to have that unhurried trust in your life in 2023. See, while I was doing a lot of this vision and values work, I was also taking a curious look at the work that I do, the services I provide, and how I can bring that clarity and confidence into my work. And in that, I have wound up re-envisioning all of my supervision services, and I could not be more excited to roll them out to you. Not all at once, of course, but in time. And I chose one to focus on for this quarter. Just one. And it's something that has been a long time in the making. And it is fittingly titled Abundance, a course to help dietitians say fuck you to hustle culture and reclaim their time, energy, and humanity. This is the course that I have been running with my group program for the past year, and I'm now launching it in a new and more accessible way. But I'm not here in this episode to launch into a sales conversation. In fact, when I thought through how I wanted to bring this launch to you, I decided to try something a little bit different. See, I'm going to be holding a masterclass next week. You may have already heard me talking about it on social media or through my email list, though to be fair, in leaning into my need for rest over the holidays, I probably haven't been talking about it as much as I ideally could have. I'm not going to say should, ideally could have in a different time or space. So if this is the first time that you're hearing about it, there is still probably time to sign up. I say probably because I'm recording this at least a week before you're going to hear it. And I don't know when you're actually listening to it. So there is a chance that it sells out between the time that I record this and the time you're listening to it. Or there's a chance that you're listening to this after the fact. But most likely, there's still time to sign up. And I really want to end this episode, not with like a sales pitch, but with some thoughts on how I came to this launch strategy, so to speak. And I wanted to include this as I talk about values and looking ahead into 2023 and abundance, because I have a lot of dietitian entrepreneurs as supervisees who struggle with this tremendously. They struggle with getting lost in the sales tactics and the scarcity-based marketing recommendations of coaches on the internet and wind up getting burnt out and dreading every launch they go into. It doesn't have to be that way. And while I could easily dedicate a full episode to launching in a more aligned way, maybe I will in the future, but I really wanted to include it in this one, at least enough to leave you with some food for thought by walking you through how I personally made decisions leading into this launch, knowing that I had no interest in leveraging scarcity tactics and that I refused to burn myself out, and that I wanted to respect the fact that I would be launching during a season that isn't naturally geared toward big ambitions and action. So I may not want to go, go, go in Q1 of the year when most of the living creatures around me are hibernating, but I am a business owner, and especially a newer business owner who's streams of income aren't super stabilized and is very much still building to a point of like financial security in my business. And that means that I don't have the luxury of simply not making any money for the entire first quarter of the year. So instead, and because I don't have passive income streams yet to cushion that entire quarter, I have to think, how am I going to work and to do my job while still taking into account the energy within and around me? In general, I've learned to launch without burning out already. That was a big focus of 2022. And the first thing that I changed is that I no longer launch with elaborate free workshops designed to get my sales pitch in front of as many eyes as possible. I don't know about you, but this like standard practice for launching as an online business owner feels so disconnected from my values. It's this idea of the free event. The idea is you hold a free event, a workshop, a webinar, and you get people to attend because it's free. We all know that they're free because they want to pitch you at the end. And that isn't what feels icky to me. That's fine. I really don't mind a business owner taking time to tell me about their product or services, especially if I've opted in and say, hey, I'm interested. What frustrates me is that whenever I attend those events, their marketing is like, this is the only workshop you'll need to XYZ. The promises are always so big. And then I wind up spending an hour listening to fluff, like straight up fluff, and feel like I walk away with nothing that I didn't already know. That's what feels icky to me. I don't want to bait and switch anymore. So I decided, instead of wearing myself thin, busting my ass to put together an elaborate free event, and then ultimately feeling kind of icky because I know that there's an ulterior motive, I'm leading with full transparency. In 2022, I did this by simply sharing my offers with those in my circles and trusting that the right ones will find me. And by right, I mean the ones who are ready to invest, who really want to work with me and feel ready to work with me at this point in time. And to be honest, that strategy, like sending a few specific emails to my list that led with vulnerability and talking about it on social media got me the same sales results as busting my ass on those big elaborate workshops with a fraction of the effort. This time, I want to try something else. I don't know if I'll stick with it. I might go back to what I did last fall, but I want to experiment and try something new. I want to start with an hour-long, low-cost masterclass. By itself, it's pending one CEU and will teach you some of the foundational pieces that you'll need to opt out of hustle culture. It will also give you a glimpse of the framework that my course Abundance teaches. And yeah, at the end, I'm going to share with you more about what the course itself looks like. For me, this is a question of consent. Consent-driven marketing and launching is essential to me. So anyone signing up for this class knows exactly what to expect. I'm also charging for it because I'm committed to providing more value than free events ever offer. So that when you sign up, you don't walk away feeling swindled or like you've wasted your time. And I don't feel burnt out, resentful, and desperate for a paycheck to quote unquote justify all that free labor I just did. Will a $37 hour-long masterclass totally revolutionize your entire practice as a dietitian? Will you come out of the masterclass as a changed person, never struggling with hustle culture again? Of course not. But if you've been wrapped up in scarcity, feeling the pressure to constantly produce, tying all of your worth to your productivity, your work and career, and really struggling with burnout and an inability to truly rest or enjoy your life outside of your work, this masterclass is designed to show you a different way, to inspire you to start this year off without the shackles of hustle culture, and to gain some clear insights into what steps you can take moving forward to reclaim your passion, purpose, and humanity. Or maybe you're a dietitian who has already taken strides in rejecting hustle culture. You listened to this podcast for a while and you've been implementing some of the things that we chat about. This is still a class that will help you stay on the path that you want to be on. Because trust me, as someone who has been challenging hustle culture for years, it is so easy to get caught back up in it without realizing it. Hearing these messages, perhaps in new ways, and getting support surrounded by other dietitians who also want an unhurried and unrushed life, it can help with your focus and motivation moving forward. And yeah, if you really vibe with it and want to dive deeper with me by attending the masterclass, you'll get some extra insights into what my course Abundance looks like and what it would be like to enroll this launch. Maybe there will be an incentives for attendees who then enroll in the course. I've thought about it. To be honest, I haven't worked that detail out yet at the point of this recording. So TBD, but there might be an incentive for enrolling in the course if you also attend the workshop. More on that to come. But if not, no matter what, and you're like, nah, I'm just here for the workshop, you will still walk away with all of that foundational knowledge. And if CDR approves it, one CEU for your time. I'm hoping to be able to do more standalone masterclasses in the future. So this is an exciting experiment for me to see how it goes. That's all any of this is at the end of the day. One big experiment. We try and approach a new hobby. We look into developing a new skill. We explore. And then we feel what seems right. So maybe after all of this, my focus for 2023 is curiosity, being open to what's ahead of me without trying to micromanage it or predict it or have all of my ducks in a row. After all, what better way to say F you to hustle culture than to slow down and take each moment as it comes? Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Empowering Dietitians Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are two things that you can do that dramatically help to support the show. First, leave a quick rating and/or review on your podcast listening app of choice, which really helps new listeners find the show. Second, sharing this episode with a dietitian friend can also go a long way in spreading the anti-hustle message to dietitians far and wide. And speaking of supporting one another, Even though I'm on maternity leave right now, that doesn't mean this podcast is your only way of receiving support. On my website, you can find a host of resources, from free workbooks and journals that will opt you into my monthly newsletter support, to a whole library of recorded courses and classes, many of which are approved for CEUs by the CDR. Check out everything I have to offer on my website at www.empoweringdietitians.com.